Hey, y'all. I'm Kim, host of Book Marketing Mania, and I'm so thrilled you're tuning in to learn how to build your audience and reach new readers on podcast. So today, let's talk about podcast reviews and why they matter to you as a podcast host, to your potential listeners, to your potential guest, and to you if you want to be a guest on other people's podcast. Now, let me just say up front, this isn't about numbers and getting tons of reviews. It's not about how many you get, but it's about how any podcast reviews, and I'm talking written reviews, are a reflection of your show. Not that ratings don't matter, and if you're not familiar, a podcast rating is the stars you rate a show. It's just a simple click of a button. But a review is actually feedback in writing on your show. So first, let's talk about why podcast reviews matter to you if you are a podcast host. So this is an amazing opportunity for you to hear from your listeners. You know, we often feel like we're behind a mic and we're wondering, is anybody listening to anything I'm sharing? And it makes me think of the movie Notting Hill. I'm just a podcaster standing in front of a listener asking them to love me. Are your episode topics resonating with your people? Because I know I love when I hear from you and you even tell me what episode you just listened to that prompted you to leave a review. Because that way I know you are getting something out of the show and you want to hear more about specific topics. So I remember several years ago hearing Kathy Lipp speak at the She Speaks conference. And, you know, she was talking about author platforms. And she said a platform is simply falling crazy in love with your audience and then giving them a chance to fall in love with you. And that's what I think of with podcast reviews for podcast hosts, because it's a way for your listeners to share their love for your show and for you to share the love back when you get to give them a shout out or share their review online. So also a podcast review will matter to you when it's a peer leaving it, like it's an endorsement. So they find your show valuable and they'll likely share it as a resource with their own audience, especially if you serve similar audiences. And also, reviews are important if you are pitching to speak at events. You may have podcaster as a big part of your bio and even talk about your own show. And often I see people saying, I host XYZ podcast, a top 2% podcast or a top 25 podcast. Well, that all sounds great, but then if we go look at your show and we don't see any reviews from your listeners, it starts to kind of look like a fake number and we start scratching our heads and we may not want to look into it further to have you as a guest or a guest speaker. And I remember Jennifer Allwood was talking about this on her show a while back as related to book reviews. And she was talking about how those matter to speaking event planners if you're promoting yourself as an author and a speaker. And so I just imagine the same would be true for your podcast if you're submitting to speak at an in-person or a virtual conference. And again, if podcaster is a big part of your bio, you want to be able to back up what you say, right? Then lastly, a written review gives you social proof so you can share it in your emails, on your website, on your social media, wherever you're active and your new listeners might be looking at. You're able to show your community that they may not be listening today, but they're going to see it as something valuable to come and check out later. So now back to what I said in the beginning, this isn't about numbers, and Apple Podcasts themselves say ratings and reviews do not influence your ranking on the charts or how your podcast is found in search. So let's not get worked up about numbers at all. Second, why reviews matter to your potential listeners. Apple says many listeners look at ratings and reviews before choosing to listen to or follow a show, and quality reviews can also help convey that your show has a community of committed fans. And again, just like what we talked about with potential event planners, your target listeners will see your show whether it was recommended by a friend or it popped up when they were searching in their podcast app, and they're going to go look at the reviews. Again, it's not the number of reviews, but are there reviews at all from any listeners of your show? Are they current reviews? Is the most current one a year old, but yet your potential listeners are going to scratch their heads wondering why no one has reviewed your show if you're still releasing current episodes? Like, they'll really wonder. I know I do this. I kind of wonder, why is no one listening to the show and reviewing it? So, speaking of podcast reviews, I want to give a shout out to one of my listeners, Megan Christine, who says, "This show is a must listen for Christian authors who need all the marketing tips and podcast guesting visibility strategies when launching their book. Kim is your personal mentor and will guide you energetically through this process. Each episode helps you take inspired action and clarify your next steps. Add it to your playlist ASAP." Oh, gosh. Megan, thank you so much for that generous review. And it's reviews like that. If a new listener saw that review, they would be like, okay, this is definitely worth my time to push the play button and hear what Kim and her guest have to say. And if Book Marketing Mania is bringing you value as a writer, I would hope that you would leave a quick review of the show to let others know it's worth their time. And I would be so grateful, y'all. Now, third, why reviews matter to your potential guest. So if you want to invite guests onto your show that have bigger platforms than your own show, like, say, a traditionally published author who has a large following, well, they're going to come check out your show first. And since you can't see how many downloads a show has or how many listeners they have unless they publicize it on their website, the only place you can look at is reviews to get any feedback, right? So again, we're not all about numbers here, but your potential guest or possibly their publisher or PR firm might be, and they'll want to see if you have an engaged audience before they make the time to make the commitment to be your guest. Then fourth, why reviews matter to you if you're pitching to guests on other people's podcasts. So now that you know how important podcast reviews are to podcast hosts and listeners, I always recommend leaving a thoughtful podcast review before pitching a podcast to be their guest. And I talk about this a lot more on episode 44 on connecting with podcast hosts before you pitch, and on number 34, how to pitch a podcast. And I'll be sure and link those both in the show notes. But hosts get so many spam-like podcast pitches from people that you can tell they've never listened to the show and their topic isn't anything the show would even cover. So go that extra step and stand out in a podcaster's mind above the rest and let the potential host know that you truly are a listener of their show and you truly value the show before you send your pitch. And if you're a host yourself and you're pitching other podcasters to guest on their shows, they will look at your show and they're going to want to talk about your own show, right? They're going to want to give you credit for that in your bio and allow you to share it at the end and, you know, share with their listeners. So they're going to want to know, is your show current and do you have listeners reviewing it? Also, they'll want to look at it because maybe they want to pitch your show for a swap. So they receive your guest pitch and they see that you're a podcaster. They might go, maybe we could have a swap here and I could be a guest on their show too. And it makes you think, well, is my show swap worthy? Like, am I able to prove that through my reviews? And stay tuned. We are going to be talking about how to host a swap worthy podcast really soon. So you can see why podcast reviews are so important to podcasters. So stay tuned next week because we're going to continue this conversation and talk about how to leave a written podcast review. And then we're also going to be talking about how to ask for a written review, as I know many of you have asked about whether or not you should ask your guest to review your show. And I definitely have some thoughts to share about that. So thanks for tuning in today. And as always, I'll be there for you to help you build your audience and reach new readers one podcast at a time. See you then.